Aaron practiced in the team periods. Looked good. Took probably 50-60% of the reps. I thought it looked good.
Sorry, how's his mobility?
Looks good.
Are you anticipating him to be able to do everything he normally does?
Well, we have a game plan. He went down and did everything we asked him to do today. So, as far as what we do, how we do it, how much we do it, that's what the game's for.
I know he's obviously played a lot of games, has a lot of experience and everything, but is it good to get him out there? I mean, with the bye week coming off, and just to get some, I don't want maybe not rust, but just to get him back in the swing of things, so to speak.
Absolutely. I mean, Aaron's he's one of our captains. Obviously very important to our football team. It's always a better practice when he's out there.
What are the younger guys that don't have a million reps with him in practice get out of today? Because Aaron had said earlier in the week that really guys like Devontae and Richard need to have him there. So what do you think those types of guys can get out?
Well, you continue to build the timing, and that's just as far as play selection and things you're trying to work on, you try to hit those spots. And it's important for those guys to continue to grow.
Mike, those 50-60% of the reps in the team period, was that about what you were hoping to get out of Aaron today?
Yes, he hit the target today.
Yeah. Mike, we're not allowed to talk to him. I totally understand why. What's it like working with Doc McKenzie, and how much respect do you have for the job he does? Because he had a pretty important job last year, obviously, with everything he went through, but just how much faith do you have in him in terms of judgment with your players and their best interest?
Dr. Pat McKenzie is the best. I mean, not to disrespect other people in the medical industry, but I've never seen an individual go about his job with the care, regardless of who it is. I mean, it could be your niece. I mean, it could be your neighbor. And the bedside manner, along with his expertise. So we're very blessed to have him.
Like, between the cold and the snow this week, how much has that impacted practice, your plans for practice?
I feel like we got done what we needed to get done these 2 days. anytime get your indoor facility down to 22 degrees, that's a unique thing. But the wind in there was what I was looking for today. We were able to get the wind direction changed, so we felt like it was pretty close to what the conditions we'll be playing in on Sunday.
Were your plans to go outside, though, either yesterday or today, and you couldn't do it?
Well, I mean, the plan earlier in the week was to get out today, not yesterday, but with the wind, it'll be a 20-25 degree different than what we're anticipating Sunday.
Mike, looking at Aaron's season as a whole, was there anything this year that he improved upon, got better at, or wrinkles that he added to his game that made him a better performer?
Definitely. I think Aaron's improved. There's things every year that you focus on. Maybe a certain type of ball handling, footwork. As far as the connection, I mean, we've had Devontae Adams is a rookie starter. We got a rookie center, and Corey. Richard Rogers. So I mean, you got new players. The timing. Did you have to start from day one in the spring? So that's always a different challenge. Growing with Eddie Lacy. Making Eddie a more productive three down player. So all those things are part of the quarterback position, because you're the one you have to establish those relationships. So. Yeah, like I said, I think this year is the best football that I've seen him play.
Mike, when you're in the off season and you do your studies, how much do you look at the teams that are having a ton of success in the previous year or two to kind of map out what you guys want to do going forward?
Every year is different. Every year you evaluate your offense. You look at what you've done. We go back and look at. Really what we practiced back in April, and to see if our plan going into the season was reflected on how we actually played it. So that's something that I think you really need to do, because you can get a lot out of it, and then really decide on what direction you think you need to go. We do a lot of situational studies. There's a lot of great coaches and great offenses, and No different on the other side of the ball. So you look at who's doing what, and in a certain situation, maybe take the top, you know, five red zone teams and things like that. So we have off season projects that, you know, we try to feel, you know, try to stay on top of what's going on around the league.
How's House coming along, and what does he have to do to show that he's ready to go?
Devon, you know, it looks like he's put together two good practices. So, you know, we'll see what tomorrow brings as far as the evaluation with Dr. McKenzie and the medical staff. But he's moving along. He looks good.
Mike, did something happen to Sean today or yesterday at practice?
Sore yesterday after practice, so we just limited him today.
You talk to your guys about how in the playoffs, sometimes guys could just come out of nowhere in terms of the shadows and have a key play, like Howard Green in the Super Bowl, stuff like that. You know, maybe there's some guys that this season, their season hasn't gone the way they'd hoped, but now it's a clean slate and you never know when your opportunity is going to come. Is that something that gets talked about or not?
I mean, not in that manner. I think we talk about opportunity every week. I mean, this is an opportunity this week to bring our game that we've established over, you know, the course of this season and create an opportunity next week. So, I mean, this is an opportunity that we're prepared for. I feel very good about how the week's gone. And, we feel like we're going to go out and play, you know, Packer football and do what we need to do to win this game.
Mike, do you think players of this generation appreciate the significance of the ice cold, or it's just too far gone?
No, definitely. I mean, I know our players do. I can't speak on other teams. Our players are very in tune with the history of the Green Bay Packers. You know, it's something that they're introduced to during their rookie orientation. So, I mean, there's a dinner in the Hall of Fame. I mean, obviously the Hall of Fame is not intact right now, but, I mean, we make it part of the orientation and educate our current players. And you cannot walk in the building without being in touch with the history and the tradition of the Green Bay Packers.
Two more, please.
How do you feel you've done this year on kick return? Each week you face these kickers that are putting it in the end zone. It's tough for the returner to get an opportunity. How do you feel you did for field position this year?
I'm not good enough to get in the playoffs, I guess. You know, good enough to get in the second round. But I'll say I think our opportunities aren't as what you'd hope. I think when you get to November, December, particularly at home, you get more opportunities. I think this Sunday I think the return game will have a chance to impact the game.
Does anything change with your game management operations postseason to regular season? Is it exactly the same? Just do it the same way?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, this game is no different than any other game. I mean, this is a game that we need to go out and stay focused and as far as our objectives of what we need to get done. You know, frankly, telling our football team, you know, there's going to be 46 men dressed, and it's frankly the responsibility of everybody else to make sure those 46 have what they need.
Do you think you're more battle tested maybe than in the past few years? I mean, think about, you know, the slow start you came back from, the Miami game was that, it's a big one, you know, what you overcame against Detroit.
I don't think you really can wait that. I mean, not here today. I know that for a fact. I think our path through the season has had the adversity that you're looking for. I mean, it's had to, you know, we've had the good things happen, and we've had the things that not so good happen. So, I mean, those are all opportunities to learn. I think this football team has been very accountable. They do everything you ask. I can't say enough about their work ethic, the way they go about it. So, you know, and with that, you have a chance to improve, and we definitely have improved in the second half of the season. That's something I always look for, and that gives you your best chance in the playoffs.
Your opponents have been caught with 12 men on the field on defense numerous times this year. Is that on Aaron, something he picks up on as a knack for?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Aaron's clearly obviously the one that initiates it, but, you know, our whole offense is in tune with that.